I'll call this to order. Anybody got an amendment of the agenda of the Finance Committee?
No.
Okay. Who does, and who's the oath of office for? Who are the newbies?
Christine and Gary are new, so do you have the oath?
Okay.
I don't know if you guys want to like read it for the record together.
Do you want us to read it for the record?
Yeah, we do record the audio for the meeting, okay. So just know that we do that.
Go ahead, it's like grade school, read out loud.
All right. I swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Minnesota, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Trustee of the Great River Regional Library System according to the best of my judgment and ability. Christine Hewson.
Yeah, I swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Minnesota, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Trustee of the Great River Region Library System, according to the best of my judgment and ability.
Thank you. That's all we need? Okay. Finance Committee Chair, we have to pick one.
And Ed was it before, but now he's chair, so he can't be chair. So, of Finance.
Oh, so...
We need a new chair.
It is an automatic vice chair, does it?
You could, but.
Yeah. I nominate Lee Lenzmeyer.
I'll second that.
Okay. I can't sucker anybody else into this, so tell you what, I'll accept the nomination, and unless somebody else has an objection. All right. Thank you.
Do we have to vote?
We started without you, Ed.
Okay,
Lee is going to be chair.
Okay. the minutes of the January 18th meeting, anybody take a look at those and see what any changes or recollections of any other things that we should have included? If not, a motion to approve. Presented would be appropriate.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Thank you. We have a second. One of the newbies want to do that?
I can second it.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Great. Okay. Proposed budget process guidelines. You want to walk us through that, Karen?
I would be happy to. So our budget process has been the same for several years. We set up a base budget and present that to the Finance Committee in March. So this budget process is what we would use to put that base budget together. So the things that would be different from last year is this year we do not have contracts settled, so the base budget would include only the wages as they are today. It would not include any wage or benefit increases. The assumption is it would stay the same. That's not a fair assumption, but we don't really have a number to put in there. We would actually talk about that in closed session about what those numbers would look like down the line. But for comparison's sake, we would just put it together with zero increase in wages. Keep in mind, we also are forming a labor management committee to talk about benefits, so the benefit number would potentially change too, but that would be talked about down the line, not included in the base budget. There will be a reduction in the total amount of surplus included in that base budget, and there's a document later on that will address that. We can choose to increase that amount, but we do have some numbers that are already set based on previous board discussions that we would probably use as that base budget number. The Regional Library Basic System Support is our second largest funding stream, and we won't know that number, so we'll be guessing at that number. Elk River currently is a revenue source for us because they have contracted with us for 3 years to, I think it was 3 years, might have been five, to add additional open hours at Elk River. That contract expires at the end of this year, so until we know what happens with that, we probably wouldn't include that as a revenue stream. The other things that will be coming to you at the March meeting would be any department budget requests. So if we were to increase a budget line for some reason, that would be approved by this finance committee as well. That would be separate from the base budget. And some of the things last year that got approved through that department budget request process were additional open hours at most of our libraries and the idea of going fines free. Those were both department budget requests passed by the finance committee. Those would be separate from the base budget process, but that's effectively what's in this guidelines proposal. You can see the full timeline on page 9. So we're talking tonight about what those guidelines are. We would need the action of this committee to approve that. Once that's done, then our management team will be putting together those initial numbers. You'll see those at the March Finance Committee. You approve that base budget and then discuss what to do with the department budget requests. We'll pull together a preliminary budget that will go to the Finance Committee in May and also to the full board in May. Final budget approval would happen in July. So in between May and July, we would have some closed sessions to talk about how we would handle wages and benefits.
So, Karen, in that base budget, we're going to have to put some kind of increase for salaries because...
Do you want to start with that in the base budget, or do you
want to... We almost have to because what you see in counties and other counties, you know, you're going to see some pretty hefty labor increases. I mean, we've heard what some of ours are talking about coming after. And, you know, I mean, it'll be too much to absorb someplace.
Well, I think for sure we'll have to include dollars for it, but historically when we've done the base budget, we used zero as a comparison point. What we could do is the same as last year as a comparison point if you would rather have that as the comparison point.
I think that's realistic.
Well, you got to be realistic on it because... Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to do negotiations and
looking at it too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I usually whine about big budget reserves, but we're in a very good spot, in my opinion, on reserves. So I'm less concerned than perhaps I would ordinarily be because of that. And so even though we're rolling into this uncertainty aspect, we're in a good spot.
Oops, so. Yeah, I mean, with the reserves, we're okay, but I guess...
Yeah, we'll be looking at that a little later. And if you want to adjust how we put that in the base budget, we can do that at that point, too.
I don't know, would that be your wishes to figure some kind of a percentage into the base budget when that happens?
Yeah, Chair. So, you know, I'm obviously this is my very first meeting here, so I don't know exactly what I can add that would be different or whatever than we've been talking about. But you know, as you go into your closed session, determine you know what the board is willing to do with negotiations or what increases you're looking at doing. But like you said, I mean, we're probably looking at some, you know, a little larger increase than we've had in the past because of competition and the fact people are leaving some of these government jobs for other private sector jobs. And so, I don't know. Is that how you've normally done it? I mean, we have closed session to determine what the board is comfortable with doing, and that's what we do at a county level. So,
yeah.
But, you know, and Mr. Chair, you mentioned the reserves, and that's good. I mean, to pull back on, but you need to set a realistic increase.
Well, we're in the relative to reserves, we're in a more than adequate position. So if there would be a pinch, it wouldn't be for a while yet, like next year, year after. And it usually doesn't happen. We spend a lot of time worrying about it. And, of course, you know, we all probably own umbrellas. I don't think we'll need it tonight. Anyway, you've had page 5 of the guidelines. Any additions, corrections, ideas there?
Mr. Chair, if I may, Karen, can you just talk a little bit about the timeline and why our timeline is off our state funding appropriation, just for newer people and to remind me, like, why don't we adjust our timeline?
Yeah. So the timeline within the Joint Powers Agreement is we have to have a budget passed by the full Great River Board by August 1st. And that is so that counties can set their levies. The counties need that number from us by then. And if we don't pass a budget, then the default is 0%. It's the budget that preceded.
Okay.
The state funding formula is actually set within legislation. That's the legislation we were trying to get passed. Thank you, Lee, for writing the editorial. Maybe we'll make that happen this year. But if that legislation would change, then we would have that number when we set our budget. But because it's not changed, we won't get that number until after September, yeah. Which means we're guessing at one of our largest funding streams. It fluctuates roughly $100,000 in either direction. The last 2 years, it went down. So
districts are on a similar timeline. So.
Yeah, it's very similar to the school formula because of that equalization factor. And one of the reasons ours went down last year is we lost equalization funding for Wright County. And if you look at it historically, we didn't always receive equalization funding for Sherburne County either. So it is possible, depending on what's happening with the housing market and population, that we could lose additional funding in the formula because we haven't stabilized that with the change that we've been asking for.
And as far as the wage increase that we're going to be having, I think definitely in the closed session we should come up with percentages and make that in real time this year, maybe as we move into setting our budget.
So what I'm hearing, though, is rather than a 0% increase in the base, just use what was in the last contract as the base for wages to start. Just so you know what that looks like. And I'm fine with whatever you want. It's just a matter of what do you want for that comparator. The base budget isn't our budget. It's where we start the conversation so we know what it costs to do business the same way next year.
Mm-hmm. Wholesale prices went up 9.75% last year. So things are increasing for sure.
Well, it feels like there's some uncertainty now, but this clarifies itself as we go through the year. And I've been at this a while, and we haven't had any issues. So as a result, I think we can – are you looking for any action?
You need the guidelines passed, so – I think what we need is a motion with the change that we just talked about included.
Okay. Can you guys live with that?
Yep, I can.
All right. Does that sounds like a motion? Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right. The next item is... share factor table review. Karen, you want to walk us?
Yep. And we don't normally do this at this meeting, but because we had two new commissioners, I thought it would be helpful to get it in front of you sooner rather than later since we have the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how the formula dollars are calculated between the six counties. And what you're seeing here is the operating is at $7,141,482, and the capital is $30,000. That's exactly what it was last year. So we're taking last year's budget and running it through this year's formula. And if you look at the bottom right-hand corner in that gray box, you can see how much the counties are shifting between each other within that formula because of changes in population, borrower numbers, and net tax capacity. What didn't happen that I thought might happen is Wright County is still contributing a little less than Stearns County. So the board seats won't change per the joint powers agreement this year. But that could happen down the line if the shifts continue on the trends that they have been. The biggest jump, which is the first time I've seen this in a while, is Sherburne County is actually going up more than the other counties this year. I think that's partly because of changes in borrower numbers and tax capacity. Wright County also saw a pretty big jump, but that's been happening pretty consistently year over year because their tax base has grown so much. The other thing that's happening through COVID is we've lost a lot of borrowers across the whole system. Oh. So we started out with, and we'll see this in the statistics in the work session, we started out with over 100,000 borrowers, and it had been on a decline, but COVID accelerated that. And it's been fairly even, but St. Cloud is one of the bigger libraries. Elk River is one of the bigger libraries, and those libraries' usage activity hasn't recovered as quickly as some of the other libraries. And so those borrower numbers in relation to their population hasn't really increased yet. I think that might still come, but it is somewhat impacting the formula this year. And St. Cloud hits three counties. It's Sherburne, Stearns, and Benton that are all impacted by usage at the St. Cloud Library. So when that usage recovers, I think the formula will start shifting back that other direction. But right now, even if we kept all the dollars the same, Morrison would see a slight increase, Sherburne would see a slight increase, Todd would see a slight increase, and Wright would see a slight increase. And slight is relative. Like,
I know how you do measure hard numbers. How do you measure? Is it electronic usage a little harder to measure?
No, you know, most electronic databases require library card authentication. Oh. But services like Wi-Fi usage, programming, those don't require library card usage. The other thing that's also shifted library card usage, we moved to the ability to print from any device. So you can print from your phone rather than a library computer, which means if the only reason you came to the library to print was to print something, you don't need to get a library card to get onto the computer. You can just print from your phone. So fewer people are getting a card if they only need to print. Okay. And so we're seeing some of that reflected in our internet usage, but it means it's easier to use service. So there's a trade-off with, you know, whether you need a library card to use a service or not. And like I said, it's fairly uniform. What's happening, and we'll see this in the work session numbers, library by library, some libraries are way up, some libraries are way down. Hmm. In terms of new borrowers, almost all libraries were up last year. So I think because it takes 3 years to get through a full borrower cycle, it takes, once you register for your card, it's good for 3 years. So it's going to probably take us 3 years to see what a COVID recovery really looks like in terms of borrower numbers.
Well, even with the COVID thing, is there a difference in usage in a place like Kimball where they had an old library, now they got a new library?
Absolutely. There's four libraries that actually saw an increase last year.
Okay.
Kimball was one of them. Howard Lake was another one. St. Michael's the other that saw the biggest increase.
Right.
And then Royalton, which, you know, Terry's just awesome. So.
Well, then building age isn't the only factor, but it is a factor.
Absolutely, okay. Yeah.
I'm still not willing to say that our data is totally reflected. I think we get more usage electronically than we can really get a grip on. But that's fine. That's mm-hmm. what we're here for.
And I think
how they use it.
The branch manager has something to do with it, too.
Yep.
A lot.
Yep, and we have three coordinators right now. We're in the process of hiring out of 17. So we're seeing some turnover there, which will impact. And just keeping the desk staffed. Like, open positions take a long time to fill.
Okay.
And it's not because our staff aren't quick on hiring. It's you take multiple interviews and offers to fill a position now.
All right, so
so this is just information only. I just wanted to get that in front of everybody.
Your mind reader is scary. it isn't an action item.
Nope.
So finance committee members, the audit outtake.
Oh, we skipped the fund. Oh, sorry. The fund balance recovery, I thought you maybe want to go over a little bit. This is what will be included in the base budget. So for the new members, we have already allocated the surplus from 2021 as a revenue source for 2023. So that was $313,860. Last year, that budget line was $401,000, so it's slightly less. The other thing we already did last year is we moved dollars from the reserve into a spending and recovery plan, and that's what's attached here. So last year, we used $315,000 worth of reserves. This year, we're already set to use $230,000. That's not to say we couldn't use more. It's right. Just those are the two numbers we're going to start with. And just so you're aware, that's about $172,000 less of surplus as a starting point. So just know that we could use more surplus, but we needed a number to start with. And so we used last year's surplus and the spending plan for from last
year. And
for
the new members that are here, the reserves are pretty hefty, and we get a lot of feedback from basically the smaller counties about do we need that much reserves? Why do we have, you know, we're way over the required amount. So I think the part going forward was that we want to use some of them reserves to ease the burden on counties. I mean, I don't know what our reserves are right now.
That's well, it'll get recalculated in the audit.
Okay.
So last year it was 5.74 months. And when we first started on this path, our goal was to get to 5.5 months. So we aren't quite to 5.5 months. That is last year, $2.3 million. But every year that gets recalculated, but the audit based on your monthly spending. And as we've become more efficient over time, that monthly spending isn't quite growing in the same way. So it's hard to know where that number is going to land until the audit's done. It was as high as 6.8. No, the highest it ever was in 2020, following the 2019 audit. That was 7 months, and that was $3.198 million. And last year, we're down to $2.3 million. And you can see on page 17, we're required by policy to have a minimum of 3 months. It says 3 to 6 months in policy, so 3 months would be 2.177. So we should be okay spending more reserves, but it's hard to know what that is until the audit. These will be our starting numbers.
We'll be fine. I think that's been dealt with adequately.
Okay.
And then finance committee members, the audit outtake.
Yep. Historically, we've had members of the board come to the audit outtake, and sometimes they've come to the last day of the audit. The last day of the audit is April 1st, if somebody wants to be there. We can't have a quorum of the finance committee, but we could have up to 3 people there. And then we've also had people at the audit outtake. That hasn't been scheduled yet, but if I know you're interested, we can work with you and try to get it scheduled when you're available. So feel free to.
I'll do it. It's convenient for me.
Did you do it last year?
I didn't go to the last of the audit, but I did.
I think 2 years ago you did.
Okay. Yeah. All a blur. Well, because you're sitting at your table on your computer, so I'd have to look back on my calendar, but I think I did.
So, Karen, you're saying it's April 1st, Friday, April 1st.
Friday, April 1st is the last day of the audit. But the audit outtake is usually a little more formal. It's once they've processed all the information, it's more of a summary. And then we go over what will actually be presented to the board. And so the full board will get the full whatever audit presentation. Well, I take that back. Some years the full board has gotten the full audit presentation. Some years the finance committee has gotten the full audit presentation. And it's really kind of the will of the board, the finance committee, the chair.
I think the last few years the finance committee has gotten the full audit presentation, and then we give a synopsis to the full
board. The board,
mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, would you recommend doing it that way again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we need action on that.
No.
No, I just need to know who to call.
Okay. All right.
Do we have people who want to be there?
Do you need a specific number? Or
no more than three.
No more than three. Okay. I'm not that far away. I can.
Okay. So Lee and Ed? All right. Okay. That's all. Oh, and there was something about meeting. What were we going to ask about the next meeting? I don't remember. Okay. I don't remember. We should have a meeting on March 15th for finance, and it will be here.
Okay. Is there anything else then for the finance committee? Okay. I'd say the finance committee is adjourned.